The Card Street fire near Sterling on the Kenai Peninsula is now at 2,500 acres. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran has more.
The good news on the Card Street fire is that it's finally beginning to move away from residential areas on the banks of the Kenai River. Easterly winds are pushing the fire into the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge and Skelak Lake. Division of Forestry spokesperson Terry Anderson says favorable winds, a lot of water, and good preparation by property owners kept the damage limited to just one structure Tuesday night.
The fire made a major run to the west. It kind of, the wind scrolled around, and so it jumped Kenai Keys, came into the subdivision with lots of sparks and embers and trees torching in the area. And so it was a battle for a good solid 3 hours or so, and it was supported by air tankers dropping loads of retardants right next to the houses. You know, you'd never try to drop on a house, but they were definitely right next to houses trying to support the firefighters, and a lot of success.
At least 300 people have been evacuated. Campgrounds near Skelak Lake have also been cleared out, and Anderson says the Type 2 management team will arrive Monday with extra administrative and ground support.
There's a lot of tired firefighters out there right now, so to be supplemented by a management team or to be supplemented by more fire crews is what we all need right now, and that's happening. We have about 120 firefighters, new ones, hit the ground today. More have been ordered.
The forecast for the peninsula calls for more hot, dry, windy weather, and officials expect these fires to continue through the week. Reporting from Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.